Just quickly, for those of you that haven't heard, Stuart fell out of bed last evening. They called an ambulance, but it never arrived, and so he was on the floor all night. This morning, they managed to get him up, no ambulance still, but that's why Gene is not here, so we need our prayers. He did manage to get dressed this morning, but it hasn't been an easy time for them, so please remember them. I think then we'll start, Julie, thank you.
Okay. Oh, good morning, everyone. Lovely to see you all. We're going to get straight into it this morning. Let's just pray before we begin. So, Lord, thank you. We have so much to thank you for. And today we come together to read the wonderful scriptures about your birth, about you coming to earth to live amongst us. Oh, Jesus, we thank you so, so much. And Lord, would you bless each one this Christmas? In your name, Lord. Amen. So we're going to start with O Little Town of Bethlehem. I think we just run through then, don't we, Bruce? So straight into, start with O Little Town and then straight into the first reading.
Do you want to light the candles?
Oh, yes, sorry.
Oh, yes, sorry. Well done, Rita. Well, Sarah, you haven't done one, have you? Can't believe I'm looking at it. I still forgot.
And I think we're going to start to do the centre one because we're not really here Christmas Day, are we?
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
Right, first reading this morning is from Isaiah 7, verses 14 and 9, verses 6 to 7. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, of the greatness of the government and peace, there will be no end.
Second reading was Luke 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I'm a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your words to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her.
So we're going to sing "While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks by Night."
Stay, he's born of David's mind. since 39 to 56. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice she explained, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leaped in my room for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who hear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home.
And the fourth reading is from Luke 2, verses 1 to 7.
Can you just wait for me?
Sorry. Coming to the Lord in prayer first, and then there is more prayer later. Let us pray. Holy Father, we welcome this season and we thank you for the gift of your Son and for the salvation he brings. Christ is born, the light has come, the eternal God wears our flesh and blood. Greetings, Lord Jesus. May you find more welcome in our hearts than you did at the inn in Bethlehem. May our songs welcome you and our lives be open to you. Spirit of God, lead us to the place where we can find Christ, however strange and unexpected that place may be. Loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, fill our Christmas with your presence. We ask this in your name and for your glory. Amen.
And the fourth reading is from Luke 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest house available there.
make sure we're next. Right. We're going to sing Once in Royal David City. Verses 8 to 20. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Amen.
Thank you. Now I share the thoughts for today. What was the purpose of Jesus coming into the world? Isaiah 9, verse 6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." So why? What was the purpose of Jesus coming? Well, first, of course, he came to save. Oh, how important that is, that we acknowledge that. How important it is, if we want a true relationship with God, that we come to know Jesus as our personal Savior. Yes, he came to save. Not to judge. He lived in this sinful world for as long as we allowed him to. In the end, it was not that he rejected us because of all our faults and failings, but that we rejected him. He suffered and served. And this was only possible because he gave his life for us. Jesus forgave our faults and our failings. Secondly, Jesus came as a wonderful counselor, perfectly fulfilling the name that was given to him hundreds of years before. And when he left the earth physically, he promised that another counselor would come and be with his people forever, i.e., of course, the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, Jesus became poor for us, desperately poor, so that we, through his poverty, might become rich. Yes, rich in faith and love and joy and peace and all those priceless qualities which money cannot buy. Truly, to follow Jesus means accepting his lifestyle so that others might live. Fourthly, Jesus came as the Prince of Peace. In God's eyes, the quality of our relationship is more important than the rightness of our particular convictions. As Christians, we are often bad at learning how to disagree, but we do need to remain in harmony. We are to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. If we cannot experience and demonstrate the reality of this in Jesus, what have we honestly got to offer to the rest of society? Society with its fractured relationships. Yes, my friends, we are to be peacemakers rather than peace lovers. And this may be a painful calling, but we are called to be peacemakers. We are called in the name of Jesus to be his ambassadors. So, we need to be involved in this kind of work for Jesus, his servants, as ambassadors for him, sharing his love to people in the world that do not know him and do not know what a wonderful relationship is available to them. I don't know about you, but some of us took some time before we came to know Jesus. We may have been a bit awkward. We may not have wanted to know him. But once we come to Jesus, once we enter into that wonderful relationship with him, then, my friends, we need to share that relationship with others. Oh dear, what is Christmas to you? What is Christmas to me? Is it a time when we're going to share with people the greatest gift that is possible, and that is to know Jesus, to know his salvation, and to have that wonderful relationship as part of a glorious family? Because that's what we should be, a family under the control of God, our Father, Son, and Spirit. My friends, we cannot hold that wonderful gift to ourselves. If you've given gifts to other people, yes, that's nice, but we must give to others the knowledge that Jesus loves them, he died for them, and he wants that relationship with them also. God bless you. Amen.
I need you for a moment or two
in another prayer. Dear Lord, may we lose nothing of what this day gives to us. When we look for you, may it not be in what is remote or unworldly, but in the world as it is, and in life as we live it. May we keep strong within our hearts the spirit of peace and goodwill, seeking always to heal wounds of division and to overcome all prejudice, hatred and violence. Lord, this is a season in which we find it easy to be generous. But may our generosity not die with the passing of Christmas. May we bring the gift of gold to other people's poverty, the gift of our friendship to their loneliness, and the gift of our faith to their doubts and their uncertainties. Lord, as we go our different ways today, may we remember with all our being that you love us and you love all those people that we know. Yes, including those people who do not know you or want to know you. But Lord, we know that we have a calling, and that calling is to share the truth of gospel with others. And Lord, this morning we want a special prayer for our friend Stuart. We thank you for him, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that this time you would be with him and with Jean, and you would be all that they need. Lord, we pray for each other and for our families and friends. Keep us safe, Lord. Keep us active for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least amongst the rulers of Judea. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. Coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Amen. So we're going to sing We Three Kings.
Glory, 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 glory
1 John 1:14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light gives light to everyone who is coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, nor of husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
So we sing our last carol, which is Joy to the World.
Together in the center. May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God,
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all,
evermore.
Amen. Hallelujah.